a word for you from Genesis chapter 3 verses 14 and 15. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the first promise of the Savior being born as our Redeemer. Since we are entering the Christmas season now, this is a very appropriate verse, where after this terrible event, which was to affect mankind right to the end, the fall of Adam and Eve. They had taken of the fruit. Lucifer had entered into the serpent, had questioned God, and so they saw that the fruit was attractive, and so they disobeyed God and lost all the blessings that were planned for them. And yet, God shows here that he has plans for the future. Because when God cursed the serpent, now it's not literally snakes only, but it is the work of the old serpent, Lucifer, the devil. And so the Lord says in verse 15, "I will put enmity." In other words, you will not be united to mankind all of their lives. Instead, I will create enmity. I will separate you from them. You see, Lucifer, being a fallen angel, wanted to unite all of mankind to himself. But God said, "I will put enmity between you." In other words, you will find that there's a revolt against you. And I will do it, because I will bring through the offspring of this woman, I will create the one who will crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And that is speaking of the birth of the Savior. Without the Savior, we are united to Satan forever because of our sin. But God has promised, "I will bring enmity between you." Because the Savior, yes, you will bruise his heel, you'll manage that. But that was all in God's plans, that Jesus Christ would be wounded. He would be wounded for our transgressions. Satan was thinking he would be wounded because he has the victory. Instead, it was a victory for God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The victory being that there would be enmity between us and the devil. And our Lord Jesus Christ, into whom we are planted, will crush the head of the serpent.